Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Let's Muck and Fun Day. It's 8th day of May, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me. Well, it's currently 60 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 68 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it was a little cool morning. It's cooled back down. And you'll be down in the 40s and 50s for another week or two, and then it'll come up into the 60s and 70s. Along about the middle of June, we'll actually get a summer, I think. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary. And Spike was covering this last hour, and I was bound to cover it and, you know, give my opinion on the lack of law contained within. And so federal judge declares Constitution void. Threatened civil defendant with death. And we're going to jump into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, federal judge declares Constitution void, a threatened civil defendant with death. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Gray Rider for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Most Americans believe that we have a reasonably fair justice system, and that's a bullshit statement right out the gate. I know no one. I mean, if you go and you poll the 25% that go out and vote, I'm sure they do, but among the regular folk, I don't see it. A reasonably fair justice system with scholarly judges at the helm. Well, now, what about a federal judge who suspends the Constitution, confiscates all of a litigant's assets, orders him not to hire defense counsel, and pronounces his orders enforceable by death? That's exactly what federal judge Royal Ferguson did to internet pioneer Jeff Barron in a case that New York lawyer David Rilkin says is the most outrageous denial of a person's basic constitutional and human rights in the country since abolition of slavery. Well, slavery was never, there was never an abolition of slavery. It's just the names were changed to protect the guilty, and we all became slaves with the illegal, unconstitutional, unratified 14th Amendment. In the Texas case, Judge Ferguson sentenced Barron to an unprecedented human receivership. We've all been in human receivership since the bankruptcy of 1933. What we're seeing here is things that were plugged in back then being turned on today. To enable the judge's lawyers to loot Barron's Juvenile Diabetes Research Trust. His offense? Barron was accused of not paying his lawyers enough money. Oh my God, maybe they can kill him over that. Charges that were later proven to be completely fabricated. They could still kill him over that. The decision is historic. A human being has not been placed in a receivership since slavery ended in 1865 during one of the hearings and prior to an appellate court ruling that Judge Ferguson abused his discretion. But they're doing that we don't see this in the upper classes, but out here where I live in the lower classes, we see this all the time. You know, an account turned over to a goddamn local collection agency that goes into court and have you put in debtor's prison. It's been going on here a whole long time. It's just, you know, it happened to somebody important, so now we're going to hear about it. You know, it's a good thing, just like with the Bundys. Anytime you get something like this out there, and it's just, oh, outrage, like they discovered uranium. Been going on a long time, though, guys. Okay, let's see. Decision. During one of the hearings and prior to an appellate court ruling that Judge Ferguson abused his discretion, Ferguson reminded Barron of his power. Let's look at Judge Ferguson's power. I have the full force of the Navy, Army, and Marines behind me. Well, of course you do. And what do they call that? That's the admiralty, people. We've been telling you. We've been telling you this over and over. I mean, this should come as no surprise to anybody. Of course it's the admiralty. And that's what we're talking about. This is the same shit was going on just prior to the uprising back in 1775. Exactly like this. Had people beat down, in the richest country on planet Earth, everything, every resource you could think of, it was right at hand. And still, they had the people in the cities especially beat down to the point, taxed to the point that they couldn't pay their tax. It was just too much. Or my children are starving. Tax them to the point to where they took their businesses and then put them in jail, debtor's prison. And this is this is nothing new. This is exactly what was going on then. So we got Army, Navy, and Marines behind me. Yeah, this is the admiralty. It is completely unlawful. It is an act of treason. The admiralty is for foreigners and people in the military. And this fellow was neither of the above. What he did do, I think this guy was a highly intelligent individual. Wasn't part of the cliques. He wasn't in the societies. And he just went out there on his own initiative and he managed to pull off a miracle and made his own business outside of the system, and that's just something that cannot be tolerated. The Jews weren't getting the lion's share of what he was creating, and this will not be acceptable, and they will kill you over it. Full force of the Navy and Marines. You are a fool to screw with a federal judge, because you know, in this country where that judge is supposed to be your servant, any judge is supposed to be your servant, these bastards aren't even supposed to exist. And we're not even supposed to know that such a thing as a federal judge existed. You know, clear back there in Washington, D.C. is the only place that a federal judge could have existed. Or a federal judge at a Air Force, Army, Navy base, or on a ship. Because, you know, when they held the court-martials originally, they did it on a ship because that goddamn jurisdiction was not allowed on our goddamn soil. But here we've come full circle. And what's going on here, they're just telling you. We've come to the point, we pushed and shoved. We put the truth out there where it cannot be denied. And now they're saying, well, yeah, it's the truth. And by the way, we have the Air Force, the full force of the Navy, Army, and Marines behind us. We are the admiralty, just like the admiralty in the colonies. And we're going to oppress your ass. We're going to take you don't own anything. We're going to reestablish that. We already know we own nothing, not even the clothes on our back, that we are, in fact, considered property ourselves. But, you know, here it is, people. Background. Barron is an internet pioneer who, on a shoestring budget, invented technology competitive with Google during the early days of the internet. We're right there. He wasn't a part of he wasn't in the secret societies. He wasn't a Mason. He wasn't, in with the dirty church higher echelon. So what he did, he just did on his own initiative because he was a genius, no doubt. And by God, you know what? We've told you this before. Why do you think our country is in such a state as it is? Why is it turned to shit? Why is it so substandard? Because the culls have been elevated to the top. You know, in the beginning, when they needed us for our minds to do the creating necessary to conquer this continent and bring its resources to bear. Oh, man, I mean, that individual achievement, man, the people are going to appreciate your minds. But once they had control of all the resources, and then we became a liability. Because who else is going to challenge these bastards? It sure as hell ain't that 25% of retards that went out and voted in this last election. It would be the intellectuals, the more intelligent people among us, and by God, they are going to keep them down. I mean, when you hear this guy was stripped of everything. I mean, we've talked about it before here. If we did have the money to go at this properly, they would kill me. They would kill anybody associated with me to stop it. Right now, they can stop it just by, controlling the revenue sources. They control the money in the industry. And then by controlling the money, they've bought up the servers. They bought up the search engines. And, well, the search engines were already created by the CIA. And so they have a way to strangle, hold, and control. But if they lost that, make no mistake, the next step would be to kill us, period. During the inner days of the Internet, according to the Daily Caller, he became incredibly successful and had websites with over 1 million visitors per day and monthly traffic of 50 million. Barron earmarked nearly all of his earned wealth to finding a cure for juvenile type 1 diabetes, a disease affecting Barron since his early childhood. See, he wasn't one of the boys. He was actually a decent human being, and goddamn, you can't have wealth in this country and be a decent human being. It's just not allowed. His success attracted attention, and he was soon enticed by another investor who promised to develop a search engine that would eclipse Google if Barron would partner with him. Now, here's where they came in with the Jews. You've made a lot of money there, young man. I mean, you have piled up some, I mean, goddamn, what an accomplishment with no help from us. But the thing is, see, you don't get you're our property. You make money. If you make money, we get 2/3, you get 1/3. That's how it works. The Jew gets 2/3 of your labor. And so, what we're talking about here is, you know, this guy here that came in, no doubt was sent in by the Jews. And he was supposed to capture this company. This guy would end up working for about 1/3 of what his company was making, and the other 2/3 would be controlled and turned over to the fucking Jews. That's all there is to it. That's how it works in this country. And that's how it's going to stay in this country until we clean this country out and put those bastards in the ground where they belong. Search engine. Okay, if Barron would partner with him. That relationship soured fast when the investor embezzled $8 million, prompting Barron to sue for recovery. After this, the partner employed an army of lawyers with Barron's stolen wealth and sued Barron 6 times, attempting to take the rest of his company assets. Well, yeah. This is your true Judaism, people. 101. You own nothing. You work for them your entire life. You get 1/3 of, if you're a real good worker and you suck their ass properly, and you make them a lot of money, man. They'll give you a whole 1/3 of it, of everything that you've earned, maybe. You know, 2/3 if you happen to join up with the right societies and you become a part of their evil empire. But 1/3 for just a common fellow like you and me, and this fellow here, evidently. The $8 million prompting Barron to sue. With stolen wealth, sued Barron 6 times, attempting to take the rest of his company assets. Of course they did. The partner lost all 6 times, according to WorldNet Daily. So this guy here, he was smart enough until he had the right people in place, but no doubt he's seen this shit coming. And so he beat him, even in their own realm, because, I mean, these people aren't smart. They're just duplicit. They're dirty. But evidently he marshaled his assets in the right way until he came around and he actually won. So what do they do next? Well, when you beat them in court, I've been there. Next step is they want to kill you or destroy you. Because goddammit, that fucking Jew is getting 2/3 of your goddamn wealth. It's their country, it's their goddamn planet. Goyim! When the partner sued a seventh time, Ferguson became the judge in charge. Well, there it is right there. You got a 33rd degree Mason on the bench, man. We're going to straighten this little bastard out. This arrogant little slave son of a bitch who thinks he could walk on an even keel with us? Ferguson forced Barron to settle the case on unfavorable terms. So right now they've just told him, oh, you know, this is when they're putting the muscle in. This is the mafia muscle. And they're not even trying to disguise it as a phony-ass judicial system, which it is not. After the settlement was completed, Ferguson held a private off-record meeting with Barron's adversaries, where the judge explicitly put Barron into human receivership, which is human bondage. So he said, you know, not only, I mean, this guy still had bucks and everything. This guy said, well, yeah, you got all them bucks. Well, you know what? I'm just going to make you their fucking slave. And as their slave, everything you got belongs to him. Now what? And you know what? I got the Army, the Air Force, the Marines. I got the Admiralty backing my play because this is about elitism. This is about, I mean, somebody who is your lesser is going to get 2/3 of what you produce. And you're going to be put beneath them. This is why this thing isn't going to work, people. You have the dumbest son of a bitches through hereditary wealth and through these secret societies are at the top. And, you know, they have a few minds that still work for them. This is your think tanks and what might have you, the brains. But without these guys, I mean, these son of a bitches couldn't put up a shit house by themselves. Apparently, there's a lot of money to be had here. We thought, well, wait, a lot of money this man has that we can take. And I mean, us Jews, we're just going to sit down and do it. And I'll tell you, nothing's going to become of this shit because it's coming to the point of push and shove. Just like with the illegal invasion. It's coming to the point that, yeah, you got it figured out. You know what? And fuck you. We got a goddamn standing army here. And we're going to take your guns and we're going to push this thing on through. You've never been nothing but a slave to to Zion. And you're never going to be nothing but a slave to Zion. In your prior lives, you were a slave to Zion. And the masters of Zion, the duplicit, the dirty, non-producing parasites, are going to rule you and kill you and get rid of you. Apparently, there's a lot of money to be had here, Ferguson said. Whether it's a receiver judgment or whether he's going to be accountable unless he wants to live on a desert island somewhere and escape the clutches of the U.S. Army. See, we're talking international here. And you know, in a case of admiralty where you were dealing with a foreign country or foreign agents, the U.S. Army and Navy and Marines, that would be a part of your admiralty, but we're not supposed to have standing armies, let alone a standing admiralty that's been turned on the people. But this is it. This is, you know, it should wake some people up. Because, you know, if once they open the door like this, where they've come out, and I mean, this is something, like I said, has been going on for a long time. But once they open the door and they let it out, I mean, you're going to see it just popping up everywhere. And everybody's going to be outraged at these things that are happening, just like with asset forfeiture. Asset forfeiture, hell, this ain't goddamn nuclear science. Of course, it's a goddamn violation of the Bill of Rights. This is getting it through your head that, yeah, okay, yeah, we've got the injunctions on your rights and you're not getting them back. We're enslaving your asses. Get ready for it and be a good plebe and maybe we'll give you a little comfort zone to exist in for a little while before you die. Island somewhere, at the clutches of the U.S. Army, Navy and Marines and Air Force and the U.S. Marshals. Admiralty. I mean, this is blatant treason in your face. Everything we've been telling you confirmed right here, okay? That's the goddamn admiralty. It's administrative. No, it's goddamn admiralty. There's only two jurisdictions in the Constitution, and they sure as hell ain't working on a common law jurisdiction. Now, are they? At another hearing where Ferguson thought that Barron might appeal his ruling, he responded with a tirade. Listen to this. You want to challenge the court order? My dictate from the admiralty? I have the marshals behind me. I can come to your house, pick you up, put you in jail. That's what they were doing in the colonies. That's why the people in the colonies rose up against their goddamn masters there, the king's men who ended up in charge of the new government. This is the shit that was going on. This is why they got their guns out and shot the bastards. I can seize your property. Do anything I need to do to enforce my orders. So any failure to comply with that order is contempt, punishable by lots of dollars, punishable by possible jail and death. And this is exactly, we're right back to the goddamn colonies, people. I'm not going to go any further than this because I want to cover a little more material today. But, I mean, here you have it. I mean, this is the Admiralty. This is what has replaced your common law under the War Powers Act. And that dirty son of a bitch, Donald Trump, your new dictator, he's 110% behind it. And all you son of a bitches that went out and voted for it, this is what you voted for. This is what you doomed the rest of us with your stupidity, with your cowardice. The pox on you. Israeli intelligence minister. Trump should recognize Golan Heights as indivisible part of Israel. Well, of course he should. The whole goddamn planet belongs to those kike motherfuckers, doesn't it? Read their book. It belongs to them. This is what I'm talking about with the last article. Here are the son of a bitches that are taking two-thirds of your labor because, hell, you belong to them as property. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Trump administration should formally recognize the Golan Heights as sovereign Israeli territory. Well, of course they should. I mean, well, especially in light of the ongoing war in Syria. Well, of course. Transportation, and not to mention, they've already sold the goddamn oil underneath the Golan Heights that didn't belong to them. But this will make it all legit, like killing the Americans will make all this shit over here legit. Transportation and Intelligence Minister Israel Katz said Sunday. Katz, who made his remarks at the Jerusalem Post annual conference in New York, proposed a five-point memorandum between Israel and the United States. They're, you know, were their attack lapdogs on the Syrian civil war and its impact on the Jewish state security. Oh my God, the only ones that ain't been attacked is them. Because, you know, them and ISIS are in it together. Hell, they're taking care of the ISIS fighters and, who would really harm them? Oh, maybe Syria, because their country's been invaded by the dirty sons of bitches. Apart from recognizing the Golan Heights as an indivisible part of Israel, Katz called for both countries to adopt a policy opposing any permanent Iranian military presence in Syria and Lebanon. And, I mean, we're in 190 countries, and now we're opposing Iran being in their neighbor's country. I can see that because, you know what? We are the lapdogs of Zion, and Zion controls the earth, and they should be able to tell people who they can associate with. They should be able to take two-thirds of anybody's work product. I mean, there's just right that these chosen people should have. In addition, Kate's proposal would see further sanctions imposed on Iran if it does not stop supporting terror organizations in the area, such as Hezbollah. Man, you know how old this is getting to listen to this horse shit? Hezbollah itself would also be subject to heavy sanctions, according to Kate's plan. I'm sure he's got all kinds of plan. And Kushner, your new president Kushner, Mark's got that dead right. Your president Kushner and the Kushner regime will do as ordered by Tel Aviv. Make no mistake about it. There will not be stability in the region until Iran is pushed back and weapons transfers are stopped. No, there will not be nothing in the region. What's to happen here is that after you get through conquering Syria, well, you got to go on into Lebanon because we're talking Israeli security here. And by God, you're in Lebanon. Hey, man, all of a sudden those Jordanians are some low-life sons of bitches that need to be taken care of too. And so we get rid of them and then we're up on the border of Iran and those Iranians, we're helping those goddamn Jordanians take Iran. And I'm telling you, people, it doesn't end with the Middle East because the whole goddamn planet belongs to them according to them. How are you going to let them have it? Well, you've been letting them have two-thirds of your wages for generations upon generations in this country. What would make you stop them at this point? There will not be stability in the region until Iran is pushed back. He commented at the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UCESCO, for its recent anti-Israel resolutions and said Jerusalem should respond by expanding its borders. It said that Jerusalem should respond by expanding its borders. Every time they call us on the theft of land, we steal more land. Boy, only a Jew could think that went up, huh? We must strengthen our hold in Jerusalem and ensure the Jewish majority there. Well, of course you should. I mean, in every country. I don't care if there's only five of you, you're the fucking majority. Evidently over here, there's 1.4% and you run the goddamn government here. Because of traitors and treasonous scum like the elite. Oh man, the elite. But then you look back and they're all a part of the same cabals. We must strengthen our hold on Jerusalem. We got to have a Jewish majority there. Because, well, I'll tell you why. in the face of all those, including UNESCO, who are trying again and again to question the undeniable historical and religious connection between the Jewish people and Jerusalem. And they're doing the same thing over here, whether you realize it or not, because they're telling you that they're going to take great swaths of your public land because they got religious significance to the native tribes here. And I mean, it's happening right before your eyes, the same fucking communism, only with a different face on it. I mean, just, I mean, a lot of these lands, like around here, I mean, my people worked. I mean, you went out there and you earned your two goddamn thirds, and they taxed the hell out of you for a third more of that. And that tax money went to purchase this land from these native tribes. And three times, by the way. Three times. And now, man, I'm telling you, it's become important to them again. It's part of their culture. It's part of this religion thing. This is how they try to use the Bill of Rights against the people. But they, I mean, it's just a talking point. Because if the Bill of Rights was in effect, I'd shut these son of a bitches down by myself. It wouldn't be hard. You just need your courts, you need your authority, and you need the balls to back it up. Right is right. It always will be. And facts are facts. They always will be. You can't change them. They're stubborn sons of bitches. One way to achieve this would be annexing Jewish towns in the West Bank, including Gush Etzion, Givat, Ziv, Malaya, Adamim, and Bitar Elite to become part of the Greater Jerusalem. Conquest. It's all, and people dying for this that don't even understand what the hell is going on. The children of the people from the United States, they go, poor people, go up there. Only way I can get an education is to go into the goddamn army. And so you get in the army, and or you're going to go over there and you're going to kill foreigners, people you don't even know, people you don't have no beef with, and you're going to kill them for the conquest of Zion. And that's all in the hell that has been going on since the beginning, people. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in, about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on, see how that was turned down, PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Stay long.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches, from the TrenchesWorldReport.com, brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Social Distortion with Down Here with the Rest of Us. And what a lonely spot with so many people in it. Another drawing for From the Trenches. Swifty Lomax and Jalapeno are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Swifty Lomax is providing a beautiful belt and bolo tie that his father handcrafted from petrified wood. Jalapeno is providing a pair of DCU mobile double 30-round magazine pouches for AR-15. The prizes will be drawn for in the order they were received, which is how they are listed here. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered, unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, May 12, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Swifty Lomax and Jalapeno for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And, well, you know, we're down here, we're talking about this article, Israeli intelligence minister Trump should recognize Golan Heights. Why, goddamn, the whole world. Why just Golan Heights? I mean, the whole country, they are God's chosen people, and he did make the earth for them and put us here to serve them, right? Why stop there? But I wanted to hit this last part. With regards to the peace process with the Palestinians, Cates proposed focusing on civilian economic initiatives. This, his own transportation ministry was working on a railroad project that, according to Gates, would benefit Israeli, Palestinian, Jordanians, and countries that want to trade with them. Economic development and trade are the strongest path to peace, he said. And says, you've just about exterminated these people. I guess this is some bullshit to throw out there while you're finishing the job. But economic development and trade, isn't that what they're promising us after we've discovered, you know, the theft of our nation and the fact that we're occupied by goddamn communists, international communists and international Fabian socialists? Isn't this what they're promising us? Horseshit over again. Prosecutors asked to retry gunmen before Bundes go to trial. This is from Las Vegas Review Journal. Federal prosecutors said this week they want to retry the first group of defendants in the Bunkerville standoff case before moving forward with the trial of rancher Cliven Bundy and others charged as leaders of the 2014 armed protest. Well, now I'm telling you. And they're going to do this, people. Because, I mean, seeing that article coming out with this judge, I can have you killed. You know, when you fuck with me, you're fucking with the military, because this is an admiralty rule. This is what this comes down to is a totalitarian military dictatorship. I'm missing something here. Isn't that what this is? Now, I'm telling you what, instead of a couple of jurors on there trying to make this look somehow legit, they don't give a shit no more, people. This will be a straight up, you will have the jurors, that, I mean, they'll sit there all day long if that's what it takes for a month, because the Bundys are sitting in jail the whole time. Ain't nobody going nowhere. Whatever it takes to get that stacked jury, it's going to happen this time. There is going to be no such thing. We're tired of this goddamn, these juries thinking they can overturn our admiralty jurisdiction. It's going to stop. I'm telling you right now, people, it's coming. And they will not lose another one because the game will, I mean, it'll be, you know, they let them have like six witnesses for the Bundys and like 30 or 40 or I can't remember. It's like, goddamn, all of these, well, this time around, well, how about no witnesses? And you don't even get to speak. Now, goddamn it, you're going to sit there. The government's going to tell them you're guilty. Now, you jury. Yeah, Bob, Joe, yeah, Uncle Ted, yeah, get back in there. Now, hurry up and get that verdict out here because this is how goddamn bad it's gotten, people. I mean, these people, I can't imagine what was going through their minds, only that, man, we got a lot of money and we can afford a law firm. We can fight this. We can fight it. You want to bet? You're coming up against the Zion Empire. And, you know, if you're a part of it in a lowlier part, you better follow goddamn orders and keep your mouth shut. We decide to take what's yours. Well, it was never yours. Now, was it? Acting U.S. Attorney Stephen Meyer disclosed the decision, which still needs a judge's approval. Where's my rubber stamp? Here it is. Okay, that's done. I'll do that for them. They won't even have to go through the motions. The proposed schedule update follows the mistrial declared last month when jurors deadlocked on 50 of the 60 counts against the first six men tried in the case. U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro, this puppet bitch on the goddamn sitting in the judge's chair, sitting up there on the podium, set a new trial date of June 26, the same day the second trial was scheduled to open in federal court in Las Vegas. Now, why would they do that? The same day? Why would they do that, people? Well, so that you can turn right around and file this motion. That's why this judge was setting a foundation for this motion that she knew nothing about. I mean, she didn't know this motion was coming, and she wasn't setting a foundation to give some kind of rationale to her ruling that the Bundys can sit their ass in jail. You want to sit there another year, Ammon? And Ryan, your boy's going to sit there as political prisoners for another year. And yeah, you are, and the people are going to sit back and just watch it. And you're educating them, I'll give you that. But goddamn, what a tough way to do it. Hey, I've been there. Got the t-shirt. Okay, let's see now. Let's see if we can figure this out. After the jury reaches verdicts as to all of the trial one defendants, the remaining trials will follow. I mean, you know how long that could take? If they break them up, you know, if they don't come up with verdicts in some of them, at some of the others, and they keep trying them. I mean, how many, we can make you sit in there. You know, Ammon Bundy, you think you got beat the other day? How many times can we beat you in 3 years? And still have you, you know, the bruises all, cleared up by the time that you do finally walk out of this place. If we let you, hell, if they want to kill him, they will. I mean, you just had a federal judge on a civil case tell you, I can have you killed because I'm the admiralty. I'm like the admiral on a ship. I can declare death sentences that can't even be challenged. The U.S. Attorney's Office, the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment on whether prosecutors plan to retry all or some of the defendants in the first group. They'll try every goddamn one of them, sure as I'm sitting here, and they'll take as long to do it as they can, and it will be guilty verdicts, and it'll be strung out over a couple of years, and then when old Ammon and his dad get up there, man, there's already going to be, I mean, it's just going to be picking the spot to bury him. Jurors could not reach a unanimous verdict against any of the men on the two conspiracy counts, which represented the core dispute of the trial. The jury was hung on all 10 counts against 4 of the 6 defendants. And you imagine this. They let them have 6 witnesses. You can't bring up Constitution, you can't bring up none of this. You can't bring up any kind of defense, really. What is it going to look like this time? I'm telling you, we're going to hear reports out. Well, they got it just like with Leroy Switzer. All the defendants are in plexiglass boxes, and they're sitting there, and they can't speak. They just have to sit there and listen as the prosecutor. I mean, this is the only way they can win at this point. This is how bad it's got. They got a stacked jury, and then the prosecutor doesn't have any rebuttal from the defense. They just really didn't put up no defense because, well, just like Leroy Switzer, they were in a goddamn. I mean, they did that. You think the shit's new? It ain't. Leroy Switzer was with the Freeman stand in Montana, and at his trial, they put him in a fucking plexiglass box so nobody could hear him say anything. He sat there in the plexiglass box until they got rid playing court, and then he went into a dungeon where he stayed till the day he died. Because he understood how it was all working, man, and he'd actually gotten the word out, and you know what he did? He got into the Jews' money. And so, you know, just dying slow in a dungeon, that was a merciful thing compared to what them Jews would have wanted to do to him. He touched their money. And all the money on this earth belongs to them. I mean, not money, but the wealth. I mean, the goddamn money. I mean, it's a kind of a game we play, calling it money and currency and all this horseshit. We're talking pure wealth. And it all went to a handful of son of a bitches. And that's the way it was intended. The government request to retry the first group before moving forward with any of the other defendants is sure to enrage the 71-year-old Bundy and others who are incarcerated while awaiting trial. Well, that's really what it's all about, isn't it? Maybe the old guy will die in there, and you'll never, even if you only get him, he didn't have to convict him, but he spent the rest of his life in prison, didn't he? And now you think about him bailing out these goddamn MS-13 gang members who've hacked somebody up. Hell, they can get bail. But not no guy that owns a whole goddamn ranch there in Nevada. He can't get no bail. Hell, he might abscond to Mexico or something. bullshit. This is arbitrary punishment, and the trial is just another part of the farce trying to pretend like there's some kind of justice in it somewhere, and there's not. These people are political prisoners. I do not agree with a lot of what they've done, most of what they've done, but they've broken no goddamn law, and they are being held as political prisoners. And now they're going to be persecuted as political prisoners. They're already being tortured inside the walls as political prisoners. I mean, hell, I mean, and then they have the nerve to step up and talk about how evil Russia or anybody else is. This is the most evil empire to ever exist on planet Earth, period. None could ever come close to touching it. And I don't give a shit. Even communist China. I mean, we get a look at communist China, and it's out in the open what they're doing to their political dissidents. But you see, the thing is, it's going on here. They're killing our people left and right. I mean, do you hear about something like this torture of Bundy in the jail? Because, man, it's Bundy, and there's got so many people there trying to get word out, and, you know, and just as soon as it's right on the net. What about the people who have nobody, the poor people? How many of them have been tortured? We talked about the torture facility up there in Chicago. It was out in the open just for about a week, remember? You think they shut that down? No, they're torturing people there right now. It's just that sooner or later, you know, if they're going to go forward with their plans to, well, have their new world order, their new world, the one world bank, their one world government, well, they have to make moves forward, or else it grows stagnant. I mean, they're entrenching every goddamn thing they can, make no mistake, but it grows stagnant. And then now you see the communists, especially the communists, they're getting really goddamn pissed off because things, goddamn it, by now we were supposed to be able to walk up to the hairiest man and tell him that he had to put a dress on, or else he couldn't be in our society. And it's backfiring on them, people. And the more it backfires, the more dangerous it's going to get. Let's see here. There's one more I think I wanted to hit here. Yeah. Labor force participation rate falls in April. 162,000 drop out of labor force. And this is just about the scam that carnival barker, that two-bit charlatan, Donald Trump. He's not a president. He's a goddamn pathetic con man. He's not even a good con man. But I mean, that last week, you know, they had it like 211,000 jobs created. My God, people, where's the guy? Where is it? Well, no, I can't even find it. I don't use these enough, I suppose. Well, anyway, I was going to do a big crowd cheering because, let me see here. I guess not. The bottom line is 211,000 jobs created. The unemployment rate dropped to 4.4%. That's more than full employment, don't you know? But 162,000 more people, well, they just dropped out, these American nationals. And I guess they all probably went on opium. That's what they did. Because it's a lot funner to just kick back on opium than go out and try to make a living and have a home and, you know, a regular life. They just all just dropped out and went on opium. So we got to get some more foreigners in here. We got to have more visas. Somebody's got to replace these 162,000 people. And the 211, well, let's go ahead and watch, man, because this is really intense. The April jobs report is in, and the Trump administration has taken a victory lap. Ooh, really? That's because the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported an increase of 211,000 jobs, up from an unimpressive 79,000 in March. But 211,000 is a fucking joke, too. When this whole thing started, in 2008, when the so-called derivatives bubble popped, when the fraud was brought forth, just like the shit they're bringing forward with these judges, when they just made it real and said, yeah, you guys we took your money and we're going to take some more. They're bringing everything out in the light here. This is more of the revealing. 211, when this first came out, they told, I mean, this is what they came on. These are the experts. You people all know what an expert is, right? He knows more than you about everything. But the experts, they said to keep up with the people who are just graduating out of school and the legal immigration, it would take 350,000 jobs a month just to keep an even keel. But now, I mean, goddamn, I mean, they think we have the memory span of a head of cabbage. We've said that many times. Now they're going to come out and go, we got 211,000 jobs. Really? Oh, that ain't even enough to keep up with the flow of people coming into the market. And then you're going to tell me that 162,000, these 162,000, they just didn't want to, you know, they just didn't want to look no more. They, you know, they just give up on it. We thought they'd kick back on opium for a while, opium and food stamps for a while. So we better get some goddamn foreigners in here. You think about it. They're talking about these visas to bring more in. When they're sitting here, they can't even count the son of a bitches that are already here. This is an occupation. This is a recolonization. And that goddamn Trump, you people fell for this shit. I want to laugh at you and I want to spit in your face all at the same time. You got to be feeling about 2 inches tall. Well, some of you are just, well, he's going to do it. 211,000 jobs, man. We got it. Jobs, jobs, jobs. No, $211,000 jobs is a joke. And it ain't even a funny one. And they drop, you only get 211,000 of 350,000 you need to keep an even keel. 162,000 drop out of the workforce. And you drop the unemployment rate from 4.5 to 4.4%. Hey, it's up where here. I know I can do this when I.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
In addition, the number of people who were employed part-time for economic reasons, because there ain't no goddamn work. That's an economic reason if ever I see. No, that's a goddamn boom here. 211 jobs, 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 really, of working part-time but want to work full-time fell by 281,000, continuing a positive trend. The primary gains in jobs came from leisure and hospitality. Hookers? 55,000 jobs. Healthcare and social assistance. Communists? 37,000 jobs. Financial activities and insurance carriers. Ooh, the new contracts for Trump Care. 33,000 jobs. And the mining support for mining, which includes the oil and coal industries, 15,000 jobs. Well, it's sucking out our resources to go down them pipelines to go to another country to be manufactured. Man, we're just like those goddamn Africans out there digging up our diamonds for a bowl of food. Since President Donald Trump was elected, nearly 50,000 jobs have been added in the mining support for mining sector. This is important because Trump campaigned on the promise to bring back jobs like these that were lost because of President Barack Obama's regulation. Now, see, we got 50,000 jobs, and that's a real good deal for us. The goddamn industry, the big bastards, they got billions and billions of dollars to pay for that 50,000 jobs. It ain't coming out of their pocket, 50,000 more. That was just the price tag for them, you know, having any competition from anywhere just removed overnight. And you know, that's not saying anything for Obama, who did. I mean, he was a part of the scam, but you see, people saw it. They saw that, you know, we're supposed to be a part of this world community. And goddamn it, we're choking everybody up with our goddamn coal, burning that coal. So, I mean, the logical thing is we got to stop burning that coal. But no, that ain't what happened, is it? What they did was they just shut down the coal plants here, opening up two for every one they shut down here over in China to run their industry. And evidently, the pollution over there, that don't choke nobody because it's Chinese pollution, don't you know? And they're a developing country, so you really couldn't say nothing about it anyway. A developing country that has already, I mean, surpassed us as in economic terms, as an economic force. So, I mean, here it is, people, just more of the same shit on a different day, and 50,000 jobs. Hey, that's all you, 50, that's all we have. Don't have to think about what that 50,000 jobs consists of, or how much we paid. Each one of us who is still working paid to get 50,000 more to work and pay their complete wages. Probably they're getting all kinds of tax breaks and everything for hiring that 50,000. The rich man, by the time we get through paying the rich man, we'll probably be paying about, $1 million a job per year. I think that's what it really comes out to when they break it all down and figure out how much you really paid so that 50,000 more people could go to work. Wouldn't you have been better off just to sending them people $1 million a piece and they would have never had to work again the rest of the days of their life? Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. If you got to be out there so them Jews can have 2/3 of your goddamn work product, don't you know? How are they supposed to get by, them poor Jews? Jobs have been added. Mining support sector. This is important. But as with most job reports in recent history, the good and, well, not so good go hand in hand. You know, the bullshit and the truth that you just let a little bit in there to try to keep some kind of credibility when you're completely incredible. You have no credibility. God almighty, man, you divorced that a long time ago. But we're going to play the game anyway, because that's really what it's all about. It's just a big game. This month, the labor force participation rate fell a tenth of a point to 62.9%, continuing the trend of people dropping out of the labor force or just giving up looking for a job. Last month, 162,000 people joined the discouraged group and went on opium because they got lots of money to buy that opium, not having a job and all. The labor force participation rate is arguably one of the most important economic social indicators and completely fabricated from bullshit lies. I mean, they've changed. How many times have we seen them change how they calculate that number? When the goddamn number just got so outrageous, people are like, oh, well, we'll calculate it around this. Hey, it ain't so bad. 211,000 jobs is actually a goddamn boom. Instead of, man, we're going downhill because we need 350,000 a month minimum. I mean, it's just changed the narrative. I mean, it works so well. And if people would just believe, if you just believe in, I mean, ignore that growling stomach. You're not hungry. God damn it. You're living on the fat side of life. The labor force participation rate is arguably one of the most important economic and social indicators. Currently, the United States has 254,588,000 people that are able to work, and probably about, about 60 to 90 million foreigners in here taking the jobs away. Well, let's see how many foreigners here. 200 are able to work, and only 160,213,000 are currently participating in the labor force. With entitlement spending at levels that threaten national solvency because you're taking care of about 80 million people from other countries. This is why, I mean, and they'll tell you, God damn, that welfare is killing. We've got to knock all them Americans off welfare. And they'll, you know, and they will, but the invaders that you're giving it to, the people who come here to kill you, oh man, they're going to get the full benefits. I mean, it's just for you lazy ass Americans sitting around smoking opium. With entitlement spending, there is much work to be done to convince the 94.4 million people currently not working that, and this is how many of our jobs they have. So there's about 100 million of the son of a bitches here. And they told you. I mean, we're supposed to forget all this shit, but they told us back when, I mean, about probably, Obama had about probably 3 years left, and they told us. They came out with that big report. Remember, they said every job he was claiming to have made for people of the United States had gone, well, to a foreigner. And they were working them in our country. So it's all just one big fat fucking lie, and it ain't going to stop until we stop it, people. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And just start. I mean, God damn it. Finally stand up. Just say, you know, you can say it, but I'm going to sit here and spit in your face because we both know it's a fucking lie. And that is The Word from the Trenches.